Now, back in the 1950s, that probably wouldn't have been such a bad deal. But guess what we have these days when they come home and they're by themselves? We have internet, right? I'm scared to even think what can happen there, right? How about TV, movies, right? We have this V-chip on our TV, praise God, and we can be watching a decent show, and decent, did you hear that? Decent show, and during the commercials, our TV will go to blue screen. By the way, guess when the most teenage pregnancies take place? Between 3:30 and 5:30 in the afternoon. I wonder why. Folks, we as a called out people must give our lives and give those around us the hope, the direction, the worth, and the purpose that Jesus has given us. Amen? We have got to do that. No one else has been called to do this. The church has been called to do this. A while back, I saw an investigative reporting news program that investigated the cult called the International Church of Christ. It's similar to cults like the Branch Davidians and the Heaven's Gate people, except it preys on vulnerable college freshmen. These young adults get to college vulnerable and alone, many homesick and scared, and these folks give them a place to feel comfortable, a place where they have friends. But as they get deeper and deeper into this cult, they ask for all their money. They cut these college students off from their family and friends that aren't a part of this cult. Once they are isolated, the cult owns them and scares them by saying that all others are condemned to hell, and they are too, if they associate with anyone outside of this cult. Now, you have to understand, at first, parents are ecstatic that their kids are involved with a church group going to college. And it's far too late when they learn that their child has literally been taken away from them. Literally. The young adults that were interviewed were ruined. They were depressed. They were all on medication, and they will probably never trust another religious organization for the rest of their life. Now, I'm sure some of these families were active in a church home, but somehow I wonder if these weren't C, E, and D Christians. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Help if I finish my sentence. It's those people who show up on Christmas, show up on Easter, and when someone in the family dies. I have a feeling that's probably what a lot of these kids, the families, the households they were raised in, C, E, and D Christians is what I call them. You know, the reason why I say this is because if we as a church make available biblical teachings and the parents attend and make sure the kids attend to be a part of these Christian teachings, they should know that true Christianity sends you into the world. It doesn't isolate you away from the world. Nothing about Jesus Christ separates us from the world. Nothing. And any church that says that, I would definitely keep my red flag up. True Christianity sends you into the world. It doesn't isolate you away. Now, wait a minute, Eric. I don't want to force my kids to go to church. Oh, man, it is so terrible to force your kids to go to church that teaches spiritual direction, that teaches character building, that teaches about the Bible, that helps them understand possibly what the Word of God... Oh, it is terrible that you would force your kids to do something like that. Awful. I'll pray for you that you would force your children to endure such hell. Instead, you can let your children stay at home and watch movies where blood and guts fly everywhere. Character builders.